What's to become of historic Moffett Field and Hangar 1? No personal PEDs for commercial pilots, and fighting to save Santa Monica Airport. This is Aero News for Wednesday, February 12, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. The U.S. General Services Administration and NASA have selected Google subsidiary Planetary Ventures LLC as the preferred lessee on a lease to rehabilitate historic Hangar 1 and to manage Moffett Federal Airfield, currently managed by NASA's Ames Research Center in Moffett Field, California. The lease will put Hangar 1 to new use and eliminate NASA's management cost of the airfield. GSA's request for proposals, issued on behalf of NASA in May of last year, kicked off a competitive process in which the private sector was provided an opportunity to collaborate with the government in rehabilitation and adaptive reuse of NASA's historic Hangar 1 and management of the airfield through a long-term lease agreement. As a tenant to NASA, Planetary Ventures will be required to comply with all applicable laws, regulations, and policies, including those on topics of historic preservation, environmental compliance, security, health and safety, and airfield operations to support ongoing missions and other government objectives. However, not everyone is thrilled with the selection. Giving a Google corporate subsidiary control of Moffett Field, as announced by the GSA, wrongly rewards the internet giant's executives for long-standing abuses at Ames Research Center. That, according to the nonprofit consumer advocacy group Consumer Watchdog. In December, a NASA audit found that the jet fleet owned through a company called H211 by Google chairman Eric Schmidt and co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin received an unwarranted discount worth up to $5.3 million on jet fuel purchased from the government. John M. Simpson, the Consumer Watchdog Privacy Project director, said, quote, "It is unfairly rewarding unethical and wrongful behavior. These Google guys seem to think they can do whatever they want and get away with it. And it's beginning to look like that is true." End quote. The FAA has issued a final rule that reinforces that airline pilots cannot use PEDs, personal electronic devices, for personal use in all operations. The rule codifies existing FAA policies and procedures and meets an FAA Modernization and Reform Act of 2012 mandate by prohibiting all commercial airline, passenger, and cargo flight crews from using personal wireless communications devices. The agency's 1981 sterile cockpit rule already forbids pilots to engage in distracting behavior during critical phases of flight, including takeoff and landing. This new rule is effective in 60 days, but it does not prohibit the use of a PED for a purpose directly related to the operation of the aircraft or for emergency, safety-related, or employment-related communications. The NBAA and AOPA have jointly filed a legal brief supporting an FAA motion to dismiss the latest effort to close the historic Santa Monica airfield. Last October, Santa Monica officials filed a lawsuit maintaining the city never relinquished control over the airport's land when it leased the property to the United States government for use as a military airfield and manufacturing base ahead of World War II. That condition, the city asserted, voids any subsequent agreements with the FAA requiring the city to maintain the land as a civilian airport. The city has repeatedly attempted over the past 50 years to restrict operations at the airport, with each prior case determined in favor of the federal government. Just like Boeing, Airbus's latest global market forecast says airlines in the Asia-Pacific region will lead global demand for larger and more eco-efficient aircraft over the next 20 years. Airlines from the region will take delivery of some 10,940 new passenger and cargo aircraft over the next 20 years between 2013 and 2032, valued at $1.8 trillion. Boeing's forecast sees the market slightly richer at $1.9 trillion, as we reported here yesterday. When Aero News continues, Cessna wins a first-ever deal in Japan. A Canadian hang glider pleads guilty. And Captain, there be ski planes.
Renbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Renbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Wednesday, February 12th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Cessna will deliver three Citation CJ-4 business jets to the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, and Transport Civil Aviation Bureau through their special mission affiliate, Kanematsu Corporation of Japan. This deal represents the first ever CJ-4 deliveries to Japan. According to Cessna, Citation CJ-4 deliveries into Japan are indicative of the growing popularity of the Cessna Citation aircraft in that country. In the past decade, Citation jets have outdelivered the next two brands of business jets in Japan by a combined 2-to-1 margin. The Canadian hang glider pilot and instructor who was involved in a fatal accident in April of 2012 has pleaded guilty to criminal negligence in the death of Lenami Godina-Zavila, who fell from a hang glider shortly after takeoff over Fraser Valley in British Columbia. The pilot, William John Orders, had failed to properly secure his passenger into her harness, and she fell nearly 1,000 feet from the aircraft. Orders had also been charged with obstruction of justice for swallowing a camera chip that contained video files of the accident. The prosecutors announced Friday that the obstruction charge will be dropped. During the proceedings, Orders was described as a hang glider pilot with 18 years' experience, who was known for being a safe pilot, but who suffered a quote-unquote brief lapse of attention, which led to the woman's death. Orders apologized in court to the woman's family. A sentencing recommendation worked out between the government and defense lawyers includes 5 months in prison, followed by 3 years probation, in which Orders cannot fly, and requires him to educate others about the accident. While cold weather in Wisconsin did not deter close to 400 people from pouring into Pioneer Airport in Oshkosh on Saturday for EAA's annual ski plane fly-in. Locally, the flying conditions were favorable with light winds and partly cloudy skies, allowing 26 ski planes to participate. Not so much, unfortunately, to areas further south of Oshkosh, as harsher weather prevented a number of pre-registered ski plane owners from attending. Relatively mild temperatures helped to bring out the large crowd of local enthusiasts. As the ski planes landed in the mostly sunny morning, EAA's hospitality was well underway inside Pioneer's Phillips 66 hangar. Volunteers prepared and served 268 pounds of chili, with all the fixings, and 128 pounds of broccoli cheese soup for the attendees, who covered all ages. They even had cake to honor the 61st anniversary of the EAA's first ever meeting, which took place on January 26, 1953, at Curtis Wright, now known as Timmerman Field, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thank you again for listening. You're now cleared for departure.